The rise in use of flavored e-cigarettes by minors who really don't have legal access to the product at least has raised concerns. There are black market products being accessed, which are dangerous to health as well as physical well-being. Many also believe that rather than being used as a path away from tobacco, flavored e-cigarettes are leading youths to tobacco. My next guest is here with details about how heavy the impact of e-cigarettes on youths has been in New Jersey and how this health risk is now being addressed. He is the president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, Matt Myers. Thanks for being here today, Mr. Myers.
Thanks for having us on.
A couple of websites, tobaccofreekids.org and fightflavoredesigs.org. We've posted those links over at our page as well. It's shocking when you look at the rate of smoking in e-cigarettes. It took about 20 years to get high school students' smoking rate down 20 points from about 28 down to around 8%. Only took 8 years to get e-cigarette use up 20 points. That's a very educational and frightening trend all at the same time.
It is a very disturbing trend. We have seen a meteoric rise in youth e-cigarette use, and it's not a coincidence. This is an industry that literally followed the tobacco company's playbook. They introduced highly flavored products in sleek designs, and then what they really mastered was they delivered massive levels of nicotine in ways that kids don't even realize it. So that a state like New Jersey, which deserves enormous credit for reducing cigarette use among its high school students to below 5%, suddenly saw more than twice as many kids using e-cigarettes. And it's not because our kids are stupid. It's because the e-cigarette industry targeted them with products that taste good, that are deceptively addictive, and use marketing images that appeal to kids. You know, I want to give a shout-out to New Jersey because the New Jersey legislature deserves great credit. It has banned the sale of all flavored e-cigarettes. But what we also see is that the federal government's response has been totally anemic. It has removed a small number of the products that kids are using and left literally thousands of flavored products on the market. New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone is taking the lead in trying to make sure that kids across the country are provided the same protection that New Jersey is provided. So our hope is that all the other New Jersey legislators will join with him. He has introduced a bill called the Reversing the Youth Tobacco Epidemic.
Yeah, New Jersey has, just as a compare and contrast, the New Jersey rate of high school students using e-cigarettes is around 9.6%. Nationwide numbers is approaching 30%. So, again, that's testimony. But even, Matt, with the age restrictions, just like with alcohol, there's still a factor of access. So without elimination of a dangerous product, there is still going to be, no matter what rules or regulations you put into play, there will still be access to that dangerous product.
It is very, very important to understand that. We have recently raised the age of sale of all tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, to 21. But if you make a product that is appealing to kids, kids will find a way to get it. The law has long been that it's illegal to sell e-cigarettes to young people, and yet they find ways to get them, and they will continue to find ways to get them. That's why it's really important that we take what is a simple step of eliminating all the flavored products that are fueling the epidemic in New Jersey and in all the sister states, and simply ban them.
There is a little dirty secret in the e-cigarette business that they don't want people to know, is that tobacco companies are buying into these e-cigarette companies. So, again, big tobacco money is alive and well. It's just coming through another platform now as far as politicians are concerned.
You're exactly right. You know, the old Philip Morris, now known as Altria, the seller of Marlboro, owns a third of the largest e-cigarette company in the United States, and that other traditional tobacco manufacturers now have their own e-cigarette products. What we're seeing is, as cigarette use is declining, they're looking to continue to make profits off of marketing to kids using e-cigarette products with high appeal to our nation's children. You know, this is an epidemic that was totally preventable. We should have seen it coming when they introduced flavors like cotton candy and strawberry We should have acted quickly because there's no question who they were targeting. That's why New Jersey does deserve credit for taking steps, but the federal government has to act.
Well, Matt Myers is the president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, tobaccofreekids.org, and the tandem website, fightflavoredesigs.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Often comment, Matt, that when I used to smoke a long time ago, cigarettes are still only $2 a pack back when I used to smoke. When I was looking to quit, and that was the initial, and at least the sales pitch for e-cigarettes, it's a tool by which you could get off of tobacco products and quit smoking. I never looked to find, you know, bubblegum cigarettes or candy cane cigarettes. I just wanted tobacco taste. And for, as you said, to try to deny that these flavored cigarettes are marketing to any adult is just totally ridiculous, and thinking that anyone's going to believe that line of advertising, presentation, excusing, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it is one of the great efforts at deception that we have seen in decades. It isn't a surprise that these flavored products have come on the market. We've seen a dramatic rise in kids who are using the product and no rise whatsoever in adults who are using these products. Before the introduction of all these flavors, when we were seeing adults trying these products, the most popular flavor was tobacco. It wasn't mango. It wasn't cotton candy. I've got an e-cigarette that's peanut butter and jelly here as well. So, you know, there isn't any question about it that that's exactly what's going on. And when you look at the impact, it's kids who are using these products. It's kids who are becoming addicted to these products. And we've seen no increase in the number of adults who supposedly are using them to quit.
I've seen the legislation, both Congressman Pallone and other states are doing, too. They're really making heavy-duty fines for any stores, convenience stores, gas stations that get caught selling to underage kids, much like when you are trying to get cut down on teen drinking. Same process can work just as easily in this realm as well. What are some of the things that your organization is doing specifically? I mean, raising attention and supporting legislation, but what else would you like to see or have your organization do to help raise awareness and get the people power behind this cause? Because another way, too, we all think about back in our high school days, you always used to be able to find that one adult that would buy the six-pack of beer for you. Same thing is happening with e-cigarettes now, too.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, first, we're taking a multiple-step approach. We have faith that parents, if properly educated, will sit down and do with their kids just what they've done on cigarettes, make sure they understand the health risks. So we're trying to get the word out. Too many parents think that the anemic federal action eliminated the flavored products that are fueling the epidemic. They need to understand that flavors are still available and sit down with their kids and do that. Second, we're trying to publicize the kind of marketing that the industry is using so that kids realize that the e-cigarette industry is trying to pull the wool over their eyes, just as the cigarette industry did decades ago. And then third, we hope that moms and dads across the country, in New Jersey and elsewhere, are going to say to their political figures, you've got to put the health of our kids over the money from the e-cigarette industry. New Jersey's strong step deserves enormous credit. But as long as New Jersey is surrounded by states that continue to sell these products, New Jersey's kids as well will remain at risk. Therefore, we need a federal response to complement what the state and local governments are doing.
And to find out more and get more educational information as well, tobaccofreekids.org, and more specific, a tandem website, fightflavoredesigs.org. We have the links over at our page, as we always like to do, bring these important causes and the way that you can become a part of a resolution and solution to your attention as well. We've been joined by the president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, Matt Myers. Mr. Myers, thanks so much for the work that you do, the awareness that you are raising, and for being here today.
I can't thank you enough.